Doctors here were forced to amputate this toddler's leg after a bullet shattered it beyond repair. Medical coordinator Luca Radielli with the Italian nonprofit Emergency Hospital says the child is one of hundreds. He says as sides in the conflict fight for control, the number of war victims brought to the hospitals has hit a record high.
We are expecting a constant increasing of admission in this period. We always had in summertime an increasing comparing to the winter. But now we are quite worried because the situation is quite problematic. People are many, the victims are many, much more than before. And to manage an hospital with 100 beds available, with this rate of admission, it becomes very difficult.
This 97-bed Kabul Surgical Center is one of three hospitals and 40 first aid posts run by Emergency in Afghanistan. As foreign troops prepare to leave, funding for humanitarian groups like Emergency is waning. UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan spokeswoman Nilab Mubaraz says the country is in desperate need of continued help.
Our message to the international community is that Afghans really need humanitarian support and support for the development, because for the humanitarian action, because Afghanistan is one of the most poor countries of the world, and it's even now it is one of the most poor countries of the world. When we had a lot of support to Afghanistan, if it drops, it will worsen the situation.
Amid the dust and the chaos of Kabul, Emergency is an oasis of cleanliness, peace, and free, high-quality health care, financed by the group's international donors. Surgeon Shukur Sardar has saved hundreds of lives here.
This hospital, in my opinion, is much, much, much important for these people. Because you see that at the level of this hospital, there is no other hospital in the country. I have seen many other hospitals in the country, especially in Kabul, and no hospital works at this level. So, especially for the war victims. In my opinion, it is very much important.
War wounded like Malang, shot several times when attackers sprayed his car with bullets, are brought here from all over the country.
I had a lot of bleeding, and if they had not brought me here, I don't know what would have happened to me.
Although the mission for foreign troops is winding down over the coming year, staff at this hospital are expecting many more patients. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.